You're tuned in to the Kojo Namdi show on WAMU 88.5. Welcome. Later in the broadcast, what do the 2018 midterm election results mean for legal marijuana in D.C.? But first, Amazon just announced it will split its highly anticipated second headquarters between Queens, New York and Crystal City, Virginia. The news has been rumored for weeks, but now that it's official, what does Amazon's arrival mean for Washingtonians? Joining me in studio to discuss this is Christian Dorsey. He is the vice chair of the Arlington County Board and the principal director of the WMATA Board of Directors. Christian Dorsey, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Kojo. Good to see you.
Also with us is Roshan Abraham. He is a member of the steering committee of Our Revolution Arlington. Roshan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Christian Dorsey, what was the biggest selling point in your view? What made Crystal City, what made Northern Virginia attractive to Amazon?
I think there were a few things, Kojo, not the least of which is that we as a region have a workforce which is very much suited to Amazon's path for growth. So when a business is looking at where to locate a second headquarters, they want to know that there's a talent pipeline readily available. We have that. And I think the second biggest thing that speaks specifically to Arlington and Crystal City, much of the transportation infrastructure and other community infrastructure that makes great places work have already been invested in and built by Arlington County. So Amazon is finding a turnkey operation with which it can easily assimilate and with which the community can easily or more easily assimilate its presence.
But you guys are only getting half of HQ2. Is there an element of disappointment in your response?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, when you think about 25,000 jobs over the course of 12 years, that's a big deal for this region. It's a big deal for Arlington, and it better allows us to prepare for what might be some of the negative consequences of such a large presence coming in a relatively short period of time. It allows us to get out in front of making sure we can deal with housing and transportation impact on schools in a very thoughtful way for which Arlington is known.
But how do we know that the split will be even? Has Amazon indicated that?
Well, we'll hear a little bit more today. There's a press conference at 1:30, but I do think the intention is that they will split the entire project with Queens and with Crystal City and Arlington, and that translates to 25,000 jobs each. And I think they've also made an announcement that some other community is going to get about 5,000 jobs. So more details will come later from the source, Amazon itself, but to me, this is an unquestioned win for the region, even if it is shared with another jurisdiction.
Today, Governor Ralph Northam announced that Amazon will invest approximately $2.5 billion here, and that this second HQ2 headquarters will include portions of Pentagon City and Crystal City in Arlington County and Potomac Yard in the city of Alexandria, Virginia, which all were a part of the original proposal, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
How do you see this being a boon for the region at large?
Well, this is a validation of the region. You know, today we're centered on Arlington and the fact that much of the physical space for the headquarters is going to be located in our Pentagon City and Crystal City communities. But this is really about the region, the region's commitments to solid transit investments, the region's commitment to having a talented workforce. That's why they're coming. We just happen to be the landing spot. We're proud of that, but this is something that the entire region should be proud of. And even though 25,000 jobs are coming to Arlington, those people will live throughout our region. History shows that probably a max of 20% are going to live in Arlington, which means that those workers are going to exist in all kinds of communities throughout our region, from Maryland, the district, and the outer burbs of Virginia.
Roshan Abraham, even before Amazon announced it was coming to Crystal City, you and Our Revolution Arlington were protesting the idea of jurisdictions rolling out the red carpet for the company. Can you first, A, explain what Our Revolution Arlington is, and B, why you were protesting?
Yes, Our Revolution Arlington is a local chapter of the national Our Revolution organization. That group came out of the 2016 presidential campaign and Bernie Sanders' primary run. Our Revolution Arlington distinguishes itself from a lot of the other Our Revolution groups, which are all over the country, in that we have decided to focus the majority of our attention on local politics in pushing for an agenda and policies that will build wealth in the community as opposed to send wealth towards shareholders who don't live here, and trying to empower those parts of Arlington that aren't given as much of a voice. You know, we talk a lot about the 2% unemployment rate in Arlington. There are pockets of Arlington in South Arlington that have unemployment rates of 5 to 20%. Amazon's not going to solve that problem because these are our low-income workers. In fact, what Amazon will most likely end up doing is, the effect of Amazon coming is going to be turbocharging the gentrification that's already happening in Arlington.
Does it make a difference that it's only half of HQ2 that's coming as opposed to the entire headquarter?
I don't think so. I mean, if 25,000 jobs come into Arlington, that will still make Amazon the largest employer in Arlington. Currently, or at least per the 2017 reports, the Pentagon is currently the largest employer at 20,000. And I would wonder where Mr. Dorsey gets his numbers about only 20% coming to Arlington, because I don't think we have a historical precedent for this large of a project coming here. But in terms of what we were protesting, and it was not just our revolution, Arlington, the Northern Virginia branch of the Democratic Socialists of America, the Arlington Green Party, Surge, Nova, and several other groups have been part of our coalition. But we went to the county board in March or April, and we said, let's start having the discussion now about what this might mean, what the impacts would be. And the county board said, we don't know anything yet. We were trying to say, well, we need to prepare then. We need to start having that conversation. And since we couldn't get the county to start that conversation, we put on our own town hall. And I have to thank for Mr. Dorsey, because he was one of three county board members who came.
And made a promise.
Yes, he did make a promise.
What was his promise?
What he said was that there will be multiple iterations of community conversations. He said he imagined town halls, forums, all in the plural. I'm seeing now that the final vote will be no earlier than February 2019. That's putting it a pretty small window for us to have all of those conversations.
Talk about how you plan on having those conversations, Christian Dorsey.
Well, we're going to start tonight. So promises made, promises kept, Roshan. We're going to start with the town hall tonight, where we're going to have a virtual event to talk about the announcement and what we know preliminarily, to answer questions, deal with concerns, and to really set the stage for what will be future conversations with the community. Like I theorized before, and what I'm committed to now, is that we're going to have a number of occasions where we're going to convene our community, different groups and stakeholders, and we'll do as much of it as we can possibly fit into the calendar to meet the demand between now and when our county board will have to vote on any incentives, direct incentives that are being offered to the company.
Well, according to Governor Northam's press release this morning, the entire area where this is going to be located is called National Landing. And we got a tweet from someone who says, is there any regional precedent for such a lousy basis for renaming a neighborhood?
Well, I didn't have anything to do with the naming of that concept, but National Landing is what it is. And with that, we'll see how it shakes out and as it evolves. But I do want to, answer a critical concern that Roshan brought up earlier. To put this into context, while we're spending a lot of time talking about this generational kind of an announcement, it's important to recognize that 25,000 jobs over 12 years pales in comparison to this region's annual job growth, which is about 43,000 over the last 10 years. So when we see this within a regional context, while this is significant, and certainly significant in one community, it is very much a part of this region's recent historic path of growth. So that really gives us an opportunity to get out in front of dealing with any negative consequences.
Onto the telephones, here is Eliza in Bethesda, Maryland. Eliza, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi. Thank you, Kojo. My name is Eliza Kava. I'm the Director of Conservation at Audubon Naturalist Society, which serves the D.C. region overall. And so my question is regionally focused as well as the impacts on and opportunities for Crystal City. One is that redevelopment brings an a lot of opportunities for green infrastructure, for stormwater, as well as a lot of possibility for impacts with increased development and impervious surfaces right there in Crystal City. But then region-wide, when we look at the issues of affordable housing and transportation and how people could be pushed further into longer commutes, region-wide, not just within Arlington, we see I have questions about how the region is going to be able to handle, with the plans we have in place, the potential impacts on our drinking water, on our stormwater, on our forests, and on access to nature for people who get pushed into less affordable situations. So I wonder if the commenters can talk about that, please.
There's the environmental aspect, Russian, and there's the affordable housing aspect, both of which she brought up.
Yes. First place, I want to ask, question what we mean by regional, because the Washington metro D.C. area, that region, which is usually what people are referring to as regional, goes all the way out into West Virginia and Pennsylvania. So even if we're having that type of job growth regionally, we really have to think about what does it mean locally here in Arlington and thinking into Fairfax, Falls Church, and Alexandria. Regarding affordable housing is we should look at what's been happening historically. You know, Amazon came to Seattle, and now Seattle has been in a state of emergency with their homelessness crisis. The home values went up significantly. I can't remember the exact percentage in the last 5 years, as has rent. We at Our Revolution Arlington have been pushing developing a community land trust. Essentially what that would be is that we would create a corporation that owns the land, and then we can build affordable housing or split equity housing, and really just kind of preserve a space where those people who are most at risk of being gentrified out. And gentrification is already happening in Arlington. It's
all around the region, as a matter of fact. Christian Dorsey in Seattle, Amazon has been described as the scapegoat for every problem the city has with traffic. What kinds of traffic, metro, and housing issues do you foresee here? And in light of what Roshan said, how is Arlington preparing to deal with that?
Well, I'll tell you.
And the environmental aspects raised by Eliza.
Thank you, Kojo. I'll go to Eliza's questions about the environment first. One of the benefits that you get from new building and many of the Crystal City buildings that presumably Amazon would replace in terms of new construction, we're going to get more efficient uses of land. We're also going to get modern standards for sustainability. Think about LEED Gold and above buildings, which are very much going to improve our ability to deal with stormwater management and much better utilize land use in Arlington. Affordable housing, one of the incentives that was central to our proposal was a commitment to devote $70 million additional dollars over 10 years to affordable housing components. And we're also looking at incorporating the private sector in some of these issues. And one of them may be figuring out how we do a land trust kind of model to deal with affordable housing impacts. The other thing that we have to do is dramatically increase this region's housing supply, which is an effort that I'm engaged in on a regional level with the Council of Governments. And then transportation. One of the unfortunate realities is that we have a lot of excess capacity in some of our existing transportation networks, particularly with Metro. So certainly there is room for Amazon to fit in there. But we're also, as part of this, committing substantial amounts of money over the course of the plan build out to transportation infrastructure improvements, because that's going to be central to making this all work.
You've answered my Metro question in a way, but Roshan, what's the biggest thing you would like to know from Seattle residents and public officials now? What do you hope to learn from them before Amazon moves here?
Well, let's just look back at the head tax, what happened there. I think, you know, the things we need to learn is already out there in the records.
Explain what the head tax is.
So the head tax was proposed and passed by the city council as a tax on large corporations and businesses per employee tax.
And it was and Amazon fought it.
Yeah. So it was designed to help alleviate the homelessness problem that Amazon and the other big corporations in Seattle created. The first thing Amazon did as soon as that was announced was they stopped construction on a building that was going to house 14,000 new employees. They held the city hostage. And then the city council came back. They cut the head tax by 50%. And Amazon came out and said, well, we don't know if Seattle's going to be a good place for us long term. And then they started a misinformation campaign. They had people canvassing, telling people that this head tax was going to impact them, like individuals and small business, which it wasn't going to. It wasn't for them. And that allowed them to collect enough signatures that the city council had to repeal the tax altogether. And one of the city council people said, look, Amazon has unlimited resources. We can't go against that. And we have to be super, super cognizant of that. You know, we might be excited about bringing Amazon here, but also realize they're going to be in the driver's seat in many ways.
That's the issue of transparency, Christian Dorsey, is one that people are concerned about. The incentives to lure Amazon to Northern Virginia were made at the state level. Were you or your Arlington County Council colleagues privy to those discussions? And do you know what incentives Virginia offered to Amazon for choosing this site? And should those deals be made public at some point? And why not now?
Well, thank you, Kojo. Yes, they should be made public, and they will be made public beginning today. And again, with the official announcement at 1:30, a lot of those details will be revealed. To the larger question, was I or my colleagues involved in those state-level discussions? No, we were not. And there was a strict degree of confidentiality required among all people on the staff level who were involved in those conversations, and we honored those and did not break confidentiality. And I'd just like to speak to a part of the reason why that's the case. So much of this is sort of brainstorming. Ideas are thrown out, counterproposals are made, and before that all becomes something that's real, it can invite rampant speculation and conversation that may not necessarily be productive. So I think that there's a value that you're able to have discussions outside of the public view. But then when it comes to actually enacting something, that's when absolutely our public ought to be brought fully in. And I think our community in Arlington will be very happy to know that what we offered Amazon was what we already planned on doing with housing, with community infrastructure, with schools, with transportation. And the other direct incentive that they are getting is the increment of tourism revenue that they help generate. No other public funds from Arlington are going to this effort.
Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have right now. Christian Dorsey is the vice chair of the Arlington County Board and the principal director of the WMATA Board of Directors. Christian Dorsey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kojo.
Roshan Abraham is a member of the steering committee of Our Revolution Arlington. Obviously, this conversation for you is just starting.
Yes, definitely.
And we'll have to see how it continues. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what do the 2018 midterm election results mean for legal marijuana in D.C.? We're about to find out. I'm Kojo Nandi.